Well, good morning and welcome to Senior Circle here on 1310 KFKA, Colorado's first radio station. My name's Gil Moon. I'm your host for Senior Circle every Sunday morning from 10 to 11 and for Golden Years Theater every Sunday evening from 6 until 10. You all know of my great admiration and affection for my friend George Flynn. I have George in studio here this morning. We've got a very busy show going. We also have, all the way from Hollywood, California, Brad Wilson, Hollywood producer who's working on a project with George. Good morning, George.
Good morning, Gil.
I just can't tell you how happy I am that you were able to take time this morning to come in here.
Oh, no, I really appreciate it very much. We are looking forward to interacting with you and KFKA, and it's a fun project, and it's good chance to talk about it.
And good morning to Brad Wilson out there in Hollywood. How are you, Brad?
I'm fine. I'm wide awake after that musical intro, too, by the way.
I think George's going to comment about that when he's going to tell us. Let's get right to it, George. You've got a project going on that I'm just fascinated with because you have invited me to be a part of it. It's called Father Harrigan. You want to tell us about this project?
Sure. Father Harrigan is a motion picture that we've been developing for a couple of years. It's going to be produced up here in northern Colorado, involving a lot of local folks, actors, resources, some of whom will be with us here on the show today, Greeley people and Windsor people, and also interacting with the community itself, including you and George Gray. Mm-hmm. You guys are very dear friends. I can't even express how much admiration I have for your talents, for you, Gil, and for George. So as I wrote the screenplay for this, it's kind of a mystery, a suspenseful mystery with a little bit of a paranormal theme to it. Mm-hmm. And it's got some wonderful roles in there for you and George to play. And also have other hopes and aspirations to interact maybe with KFKA in other ways.
Well, let's qualify you right off the top. You are a screenwriter of some repute. You wrote a wonderful screenplay for Randy and Heidi Gunn last year. It was a very successful film. Tell us a little about that one.
Well, that was how I got to know Brad Wilson, mm-hmm. who's with us. Brad is a very accomplished producer based out of Los Angeles with a tremendous career and running Robert Duvall's production company for 11 mm-hmm. years and working on Lonesome Dove and Falling Down in so many films. And he got in touch with Randy and Heidi Gunn mm-hmm. and the Gunpoint Ministries and asked if they might want to talk about maybe making a motion picture mm-hmm. out of what Randy and Heidi do. Yeah. And I was very fortunate that they read a little bit of my work, some of my screenplays, and decided that I could write the screenplay for them and maybe even help with a little bit of the producing. And so I got involved in that wonderful project, and that's how I got to know Brad Wilson.
Well, Brad, you have been around the block a few times yourself, haven't you?
I sure have, and if this were television, you would see it.
Give us a quick rundown. Now, you worked with Robert Duvall for many years. Is that true?
I did. I ran his company. I was with him for 11 years, and we did, I think, 16, 17, 18 pictures together, and it was, needless to say, it was an exciting time. We went all over the world doing pictures, and George just mentioned Lonesome Dove. I mean, that's a project that still amazes me. People still talk about that, and that's been 20 years ago, I think, and people talk about it as if it were yesterday, so it was really an exciting project to be involved with, as were all of his projects.
You get a lot of airtime here on cable television. We see a lot of Robert Duvall's work, and I see your name on the credits quite often on those things, so I congratulate you for a fine body of work, Brad.
Well, thank you very much. I'm thankful for those credits because that kept my mother in the theater for years, watching for my name at the end.
Well, you know, you're on the other end of the handle. My name on a marquee kept my dad away. Hey, I want to talk with George about this Father Harrigan project because it's kind of a unique thing. I've read part of the script, and thank you again, George, for inviting me to be a party to this. Tell us about Father Harrigan. This is a kind of a mystery thing, isn't it?
It is. Anybody who might be a fan of mystery on PBS, or maybe even the old Kolchak Night Stalker mm-hmm. series, or even the X-Files, I think would find this fun. It's got a lot of suspense and a lot of thrills. Father Harrigan is a bit of a outside of the box, a bit of a rogue priest who has a penchant for investigating mysteries of the paranormal. He has a good alliance with the local law enforcement, kind of like Sherlock Holmes and Scotland Yard, and he gets drawn into some incredible mysteries. And in this particular project, the first of four that we wish to do mm-hmm. focuses in, around the phenomenon of alien abductions. And some people have been abducted, some other people return, and there's some mysteries going on and a lot of suspense and some pretty exciting moments. It is a family fair. I mean, it's not something that's going to terrorize the viewer. You know, it's probably if somebody is a real hardcore horror fan, this might not be their cup of tea. Say it's more like you might see if as I said earlier, Mystery on PBS were... Mm-hmm. were to do a story along these lines.
You know what it reminds me of? There was a great show a few years ago Spielberg did. I think it was for the Sci-Fi Channel. It was called Taken.
Yeah.
I think you've captured in some ways and exceeded in a lot of ways the very essence of what Spielberg was doing with that. Were you thinking about Spielberg type films?
No, you know, it's funny. When you write, I'm sure Brad Wilson is so experienced at the creation of projects. It's a funny thing that sometimes folks will create something as a direct inspiration of something else.
Yeah.
But I think more times than not, correct me, Brad, if you think I'm wrong on this, but I think a lot of times you create stuff from a life of influence.
Mm-hmm.
All kinds of stuff is influencing you your whole life, and it all gets mixed up in a pot somewhere in the back of your mind, and it stews up, and out comes a story. And
well, now this is an original screenplay.
Yeah, this is completely original and something we've been developing for a long time. It's a lot of fun.
Brad, what was it attracted you to the project?
Two words: George Flynn.
Oh,
I'm telling you,
you can't buy that kind of credit. I'm telling you, let's give him a big hand for that one.
It's neat that it's going to be done in Colorado, and I'm really looking forward to that. But listen, if George would have said, "Hey, would you like to be involved? We're doing it in the middle of Siberia," I would have done it. I mean, I admire him as a human being and as a talent, and it's just a terrific part, and it's so well written. I got the first, 25, 30 pages George fed me. And, I read a lot of scripts being out here in Hollywood and being in the business for a long time. I'm always getting people submitting projects to me. And this was just such a cut above anything that I would normally see, just the writing itself. He's just a tremendously a gifted and talented writer. And the subject matter was just so interesting. I know that George and I have talked over the years about just sort of hit on this subject, but it really was kind of fascinated me, and it totally fascinated me, and it sort of surprised me in a way, the script, but in a good way. I mean, it's a terrific movie that actually has a positive message, and that's what I'm trying to do more and more of in my career, more positive kind of experiences for the movie-going audience. And Father Harrigan itself is just a terrific character who is his own man, and he's a big part of a religious organization, but he's his own man, and he always does what's right, and I'm drawn to characters and projects like that.
Yeah, I know a lot of your work, the characters are the key to it. You mentioned Lonesome Dove. I was thinking about, what was the one he did that Robert Duvall was the preacher? Was that the Apostle, I believe it was?
Yeah, that was The Apostle.
I just saw that recently, what a great piece of work.
That took a lot of years to make, but that was one of those things, like George was saying, that's something that he had been wanting to do since the 60s, he had seen a preacher like that in Mississippi, and it just stayed with him for years.
Well, one of the things that attracted me to George's project here, aside from my love for George, was the idea that this is a return to classic motion picture making, and it's really one of those things. We're not going to be depending, as I understand it, on special effects and car crashes and all that. The story is the movie. Is that not true?
That is true, and it's so funny you mentioned that. Just yesterday, here in Hollywood, I was having that conversation with someone, and I know that there's people out there between the Hollywood Hills and the Statue of Liberty, and probably in both of those places, that want to see great stories and good classic filmmaking. I mean, the special effects, they're interesting to a point, but man, give me a good story with a good old-fashioned story in classic filmmaking, and that's what this project project's all about.
The old story about don't mean a thing if you don't fight. Brad, we're going to have to go to break here real quick. If you care to hang on the phone, we'd love to have you stay. We certainly appreciate you being with us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here with you this morning.
Okay, that's Brad Wilson. He's a Hollywood producer. He's on the phone with us all the way from Hollywood, California. We're here with George Flynn talking about his upcoming project, Father Harrigan. We'll be right back after these important messages. This special edition of Senior Circle on Sunday morning. We're really enjoying ourselves this morning with our guest George Flynn, and we have Brad Wilson on the telephone, and Karen Reinhardt, independent producer from Hollywood, is joining us too. My name is Gil Moon. I'm your host for Senior Circle every Sunday morning from 10 to 11 in Golden Years Theater every Sunday evening from 6 until 10. Once again, I'll introduce you all to my good friend George Flynn, who's in studio. Good morning again, George.
Good morning, Gil. Thanks.
And on the telephone from Hollywood, we've got Brad Wilson, Hollywood producer and a gentleman, to say the least. He's done so much work working with Robert Duvall for many years. Morning again, Brad.
Good morning. Thank you.
And we're joined again from Hollywood by Karen Reinhardt, an independent producer out there in Hollywood.
Well, she's up in Leadville.
Oh, I'm sorry, Karen. I misunderstood. You're in Leadville, Colorado.
I am in Leadville, Colorado at 10,200 feet.
Oh, then this is a toll call. Well, Karen, I know that George has a ton of questions for you. Tell me just a little bit about yourself real quickly, though, so that we have some background on you, hon.
Well, I've been a video film producer for 30 years or so, and started working with George Flynn about, I guess, in 1991. We lost contact for a little while, and then George found me on Facebook about 2 months ago.
You've known George a long time then, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Well, like we said, your luck can't hold forever.
Well, you know, in a film, in a motion picture, Gil, there's a lot of tasks. You know, it's kind of like almost putting on a bunch of plays at once. It's a multifaceted undertaking. And and producers, a lot of folks in the mainstream America, we focus a lot on the director, you know. And of course, the director has a vision and has a creative thing that he or she executes. But it's really the producers that make a film happen. Mm-hmm. A lot of folks don't understand
that.
I mean, if you watch sometimes foreign productions, like we talk about Mystery on PBS, you'll see the producer will get top billing because the producer is kind of like a person who creates and starts a business and runs a business and manages things and actually makes everything happen. Mm-hmm. And so this is a very ambitious film. Father Harrigan is an ambitious project for a local movie. And I knew I needed a lot of good hands. I knew I needed really gifted, resourceful, experienced people. And that, of course, Brad Wilson, it's a blessing from God that he wants to work with us. His experience, his talent, his integrity as a human being is unequaled. And but there's a lot of many tasks. There's so much work that has to be done. And so I actually started looking for Karen on the internet because I'd lost touch with her. We'd worked on projects almost 20 years ago, and she is one of the finest producers I've ever worked with. Mm-hmm. She's gracious, she's diplomatic, and yet one of the most organized and get-it-done people I've ever worked with. And so I actually started looking for her, trying to find her website, you know, and see where she had moved to because I knew she went up into the mountains to handle some clients up there. And then, as she was joking, that's how I found her, was on Facebook. Isn't that funny? And we connected immediately, and she's very kindly driven down, and it's a couple-hour trip one way, and she's come down many times now to work on the project as we move from pre-production into production. So I'm eager for Brad and Karen to meet because they actually have a lot in common as people.
Karen, you live in Leadville?
Me too.
I do live in Leadville.
What brought you to Colorado, Dorn?
Well, you know, the ski bum thing about in 1977 or so. But then went back to New York and pursued my career and ended up back out here once I felt I had that underneath me.
Well, I can't tell you how much I'm looking forward to getting a chance to meet you. Now, I've met Brad before, but I haven't met you. We'll be working on this thing together. George has given me a small part, but it's a very key one, and I'm very proud of it. I'm going to be calling, this is a real stretch, too. I'm going to be playing a character called Gil, right?
I wanted to be sure that there was no confusion on the set. You know?
That's great.
Gil, I've broken down your scenes already.
Oh, bless your heart.
Look at that. That's great.
Well, as long as I don't have more than three lines at a time, we'll probably do all right.
You know, in a lot of those classic mysteries that many of us grew up with, you know, there was always a central place where the lead character would go to for picking up information, dispensing information, and very often there'd be almost a mysterious character, kind of like a Rick in Casablanca, Rick's place, you know. And so I started getting this vision of a nightclub, a 40s-style nightclub that was a very critical, almost otherworldly location where the proprietor had his fingers on everything that seemed to be going on in the universe. And so all of a sudden it just sort of became obvious that it needed to be called Gil's Place, and I just happened to know exactly the guy to play Gil. And so,
well, it's kind of like a little Switzerland from what I've read in your script so far. Everybody comes there and they feel safe for the moment, and there's a lot of exchange of information and some very interesting characters there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you've got some really, really good parts in there. That was one I'm really pleased to have. Thank you so much. Well, Karen, what drew you to doing this Father Harrigan project?
Well, really, George Flynn, you know.
Strike two. There we go. You know, that's exactly what Brad said in the first segment. Well, it's George Flynn.
You got to go with your gut. You know, you got to go with
your gut. Right.
I've been looking for a project for a long time, and I knew it would involve probably traveling out of the mountains. And when George found me, there really wasn't much question. It was just kind of like, when do we start?
Well,
that's a lot
it.
Of us feel that way. We love working with George. I've known George for about 9 years here, and he's always been such a terrific resource. You know, you talk about script writers. I haven't ever seen anybody who could get a script together and get the essence of it down so clear and so precisely in one shot. And I think most especially of Miracle on 34th Street that we did a few years ago at the Windsor Community Playhouse, and it was a lot of fun. And we got Allison Moses here who played the lead in that show. And George put that thing together in a heartbeat just about and did a wonderful job, and the show was the biggest hit they've ever had at Windsor, so it was wonderful to work with him.
Well, you know, part of what Father Harrigan and I think a lot of my work is about is trying to share through either comedy and or suspense a positive message about people working together to overcome something.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a lot of what Father Harrigan is about. It's there's some seemingly insurmountable challenges, alien abductions and bizarre mysteries and some very wild and scary scenes that go on. But the people prevail. And not exactly the way you kind of think they're going to, but still things work out to a positive point of resolution. And so I knew that, you know, you have to have a similar vision as a team. Mm-hmm. You know, I always say production is a team sport.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a Lone Ranger enterprise.
Yeah, there's no I in team. That's right.
All right. And so that's why I was so very thankful that Brad Wilson, in his incredibly busy schedule, was willing to work with us on this project. And then I knew Karen would share that positive perspective of trying to keep the film exciting and suspenseful, but also there's a powerful, almost a spiritual message, I think, that comes through about overcoming and people trusting and being honorable and doing the right thing and facing any challenge that comes at them to do the right thing. So,
you folks had a chance to look at the cast list so far? I'm sure you have.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I was speaking to Brad and to Karen. I'm sorry. Out of the room, you can't see my eyes, right?
Yes.
Have you noticed the thread that runs through there is that George has taken a lot of local people and put them into some very powerful roles, I think. It's going to be one of those things, our local population here is going to be following this, you know, right to the letter to see what's happening with it.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's great.
We're very fortunate. And, Brad, you know some of the people. You've spent time with Rich Wyatt. We've interacted with him, and he'll be playing the chief of police. He, in fact, is a former chief of police himself and has acting experience and a very talented guy and very dynamic role. So we actually have two other police officers playing the two other main police officers in the film, so it's a little unique that way.
And the great Allison Moses is in there as well.
Well, yeah, I've worked with Allison, you know, on a couple projects now, meeting her through Gil and collaborating with him.
Well, you know, she's been pursued by some big studios out there. She spent a summer out there in Hollywood, and she elected to come back here to finish her school, which I admired her very much for.
Yes,
she's going to be on the show here in a few minutes with us. She's in studio with us now.
Yes, and she took your class. She came and took your class, Brad.
I remember that. Yeah, she's terrific.
She took several classes here, too.
Yeah, she's a very gifted young lady.
Well, Brad and Karen, we got about 2 minutes to break here. Brad, did you have anything else you wanted to cover about the production of this that's going to be important to my listeners?
Well, I'm just thrilled that, like it was brought up here, that it is going to be done in that area with as many local people and local cast members and crew members as we can possibly get on board. There's a whole other world, as I mentioned earlier, outside the Hollywood Hills and the Statue of Liberty, and there's a tremendous amount of talent in this country. I just came back from Kansas City where I did a film and used a lot of local people, a lot of local talent in front of and behind the camera, and it's about time that people are getting noticed outside of the regular Hollywood community, and I'm really, really excited about that, and that's one of the other things that really draws me to this project. I'm thrilled to be involved with it.
Have you met Ed Edmonds yet? He's a fellow with Special Effects Distortions Unlimited right here in Greeley. He'll be on with us in the next segment.
Yes, I think I did meet Ed. I think George introduced me to him at one time.
Karen, are you going to be able to stay with us through the next segment, too?
Sure.
Okay, Brad, you want to stay on, too?
I've got to hop off.
All right.
I appreciate it so much, you having me on. Karen, it's wonderful to talk with you. George, thank you so much. And Gail, it's great to talk with you again, and thank you for having us on.
Look forward to seeing you when you come out here, Brad.
You're a terrific talent.
Brad Wilson, Hollywood producer, on the telephone with us from Hollywood. We also have Karen Reinhart. She's on the phone with us from Leadville. We come back, we'll be talking with Ed Edmonds. He's the founder and owner of Distortions Unlimited right here in Greeley, and my good friend George Flynn. Nobody knows him. Mm. He'll be with us, too. And we'll be talking with Allison Moses here in the next segment. Too. You're listening to Senior Circle. We'll be right back.
In the middle of the night, I go walking in my sleep through the desert of the truth.
Welcome back to our third segment this morning of a special edition of Senior Circle here on 1310 KFKA, Colorado's first radio station. My name's Gil Moon, and I'm your host for Senior Circle every Sunday morning from 10 to 11 in Golden Years Theater. We're talking this morning with my good friend George Flynn. I guess we could name about all things you've done, but let's just say Reconteur. Would that be good? Entertainment Reconteur.
Reconteur, bon vivant, man about town.
Yes. George has a new motion picture that he's working on, and we're finding out the inside dope about it this morning. It's called Father Harrigan. On the line from Leadville, we've got Karen Reinhart, an independent producer who's going to be working with George on this project. And we had earlier Brad Wilson, all the way from Hollywood, who's a Hollywood producer, most famous perhaps for Lonesome Dove and many projects, along with the great Robert Duvall.
Yes.
George, now in studio, brought along with you here, we mentioned in the last segment Ed Edmonds, who's the founder and the owner of Distortions Unlimited. It's right here in Greeley, Colorado. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning.
Can't tell you how pleased we are to have you here.
Oh, glad to be here.
And you've heard us mention several times the lovely and talented Allison Moses, who will be appearing in the film as well. Good morning, Allison.
Good morning, Gil.
In our final segment today, we want to hear all about your career and what you've been doing, because you've been out to Hollywood yourself, haven't you?
Yes, I have. I'm excited.
Yeah, we're excited to have you here, too. Let's talk with Ed for a few minutes if we can. Can you tell us about Distortions Unlimited?
Well, we're a prop and animatronic company that's been in business since 1978, and we're focused now on a lot of animatronics that require pneumatics and control systems.
Mm-hmm. Creatures.
Creatures, monsters.
And what is your role in Father Harrigan?
Well, we're going to be providing the crazy creatures that George needs to scare people with, whatever we're going to do. But, yeah, we're going to try to, you know, adopt what we have and make them so they can talk and move and things.
A lot of folks may not be aware of Distortions Unlimited because they are a provider to the entertainment industry.
Well, they're the big gun, aren't they, in special effects for amusement parks, right?
Yeah, we do a lot of stuff for amusement parks and dark attractions.
Right,
so.
Yeah.
And he works with a lot of the studios. He has licenses from a number of the studios to... I always tell people, forgive me if I'm misspeaking, Ed, but I always say to people that if someone's creating a haunted house somewhere and they need a 30-foot alien like from the movie mm-hmm, Alien, mm-hmm. Ed's the guy who's going to have the license and the technology to make that for them.
Well, actually, yeah. My son has nothing but the highest respect and admiration for you. You gave him a tour over there. My son does, you know, the haunted house over in Fort Collins.
Oh, yeah.
And he does the makeup and stuff. And he told me the first time he took a tour. And I think, George, didn't you take Dave over there?
Yes. And I've brought several of our key people to Ed's facility here in Greeley.
Yeah, I got a tour the other day. I was over there, and it was just wonderful.
One of my awesome. Problems when I bring people there is they don't want to leave. It's like a great big fun house. It's this giant building filled with all this amazing stuff.
Right.
And everybody turns into a little kid. They wander around. They're, ooh, ah, wow.
Well, now, how did you have the misfortune of getting connected with George Flynn?
Wow, this was a long time ago. I don't know how you found us, I believe.
Forget. It was, you know what? It was in relation to another project that we were developing. And some people told me about you.
Okay.
And I contacted you to get to know one another. We had a fantastic, it was one of those 10-minute meetings that turns into 3 hours.
Yes, exactly.
And that was years ago now.
Yeah, oh yeah, long time.
Well, Karen, have you had a chance to meet Ed yet?
Oh, yes, and walk around and not want to leave.
Yeah. The reason I ask that question again, we have listeners that come and go during the time. Most of them are in the car going to or coming from church. That's why I ask again. Have you had the chance, you say, to go through his facility over there?
Yes, it was a memorable day. I couldn't stop taking pictures. I was supposed to be taking pictures of us, you know, doing our location scouting, but I just couldn't stop. It was so much fun. It's a great facility.
Well, one of the things I enjoyed is they made you feel real welcome over there. Now, Ed's just one of many local people who are taking part in this project, too, but you have some other opportunities for people to participate, too. Would you care to share those with us, Karen?
Yeah, well, I guess we have a wish list, a Father Harrigan wish list. And, you know, when you're producing something like this, there's just all little bits and pieces that have to come together. And so we have some production needs, and I can list some of those now if you want me to.
Would you like you to be doing that now?
Okay, I will. I can't do the accent, though.
It sounded good to me. I don't know. I thought it was okay.
If you want to find this list, you can also find it on fatherharrigan.com or call us at 970-622-2091. We very well will need volunteers and extras, and we would love to hear from you if you're interested in volunteering on the crew or being an extra. But we need things such as, for production, we need northern Colorado locations such as clearings and big meadows and outdoor locations. We need possibly generators and fuel to run them, hotel rooms, if anybody has accommodations they can offer our crew and ourselves, catering and food and printing support for when we are printing everything,
mm-hmm.
Some people to work with us on stunts and rigging. So we have a large list. We could use a tow truck. We could use a sporty little car that one of our main characters drives.
Mm-hmm.
And an accident car, a car that's hit a tree.
Mm.
So we would need that from a junkyard or something like that.
Now, how do people get in touch with you again, Karen, to be able to participate in this project?
Well, you may want to go to the Father Harrigan website, fatherharrigan.com,
mm-hmm.
and then look for the email address there to contact, or just 970-622-2091.
At 622-2091, if you didn't get it, and we'll mention it again before we go to the end of it here. Can I ask you real quickly, with regard to these things that are voluntarily donated or offered up, is there some sort of screen credit or something that goes with that?
Well, you know, we're just putting this all together now. I'd say there's always a possibility. I'm sure there's a sponsorship opportunity or a credit opportunity.
Oh,
sure.
Yeah. Everybody who supports the project will be acknowledged in the end credits and on the website. We have different organizations. For instance, we have one of the gentlemen who's involved, Jim Bush. He's a mm-hmm. former
right,
Marine
right,
colonel.
Yeah.
He's a local businessman here. He owns Happy Trails Pet Spa and Resort. Mm-hmm. And he's playing actually a Marine colonel in the film. And he also has acting experience and so forth. And he donating time for people to bring their crew members and cast members to bring their pets. Like Karen, if she needs to come from Leadville, she needs to bring her pets and have a very comfortable state-of-the-art place for them to stay. So, and then he's acknowledged on the website. There's links for him and things like that. We already have KFKA on the website.
Absolutely.
And George Gray's Elvis experience.
Yeah, we're going to talk about George in a few minutes here. Karen, I didn't mean to throw you a curve there, but I wanted to use that as a, something of an enticement for people who are listening out there. There are a number of hotels and places like that, catering organizations, people of that ilk that are listening to this radio show on a semi-regular basis, I like to think, anyway. And if they have some reason then for picking up the phone and calling you at 622-2091, it would be a little reason for them to do it.
Yeah, and one thing that I love about working with the Flynns is how gracious they are. And
absolutely.
The thing is, you will. I do believe by getting involved in this film, people will find the reward is larger than what they give. I mean, just by the graciousness of the people involved.
Well, Karen, I sure appreciate having you on here. We got just about 30 seconds, I guess, until we go to break. Is there anything else you want to cover before you go, hon?
I'm all set.
All right. Karen Reinhart from Leadville, Colorado, independent producer, working on the Father Harrigan Project with my good friend George Flynn, and Ed Edmonds all the way over here from Greeley, right, just a couple of blocks, Disruptions Unlimited.
Exactly.
We come back, we're going to talk with Allison Moses, one of the stars of the upcoming show, Father Harrigan. You're listening to Senior Circle. We'll be right back after these messages. Welcome back to our final segment of Senior Circle on this beautiful Sunday morning. My name is Gil Moon. I'm your host for Senior Circle. We're brought to you by Guarantee Bank and Trust, with 34 convenient locations throughout Colorado and the home of the Guarantee 50 Club. By Green Thumb Garden Supply Company, Weld County's largest indoor gardening center. Real quickly, we're going to start tonight with our first of 4 weeks of Christmas on Golden Years Theater. We'll have all Christmas programs for the next 4 weeks. And thanks to all of you who sent cards and emails to ask me to do this. It's my pleasure to do it, and we'll be starting this evening. We're going to get back now to talking with my good friend George Flynn and his upcoming production as Father Harrigan. We've had so far on the air this morning Brad Wilson all the way from Hollywood. We've had Karen Reinhart from Leadville, who's an independent producer working with George. Ed Edmonds is here in studio with me. He's the founder and owner of Distortions Unlimited. They'll be doing the special effect. Is that not right, Ed?
That is correct.
For the upcoming production of Father Harrigan. And in just a moment, we're going to be talking with Allison Moses, one of the stars of this upcoming production, and somebody I've worked with since she was just a little nipper, right? Just a little nipper.
Yeah.
We've had a lot of fun. We're going to do a little thing about the Scooter McGee show, too. But let's get back and talk to George real quickly. George, when you started putting this together, you went out there and purposely, I like to think anyway, went at it from a very professional mode. But what was your original idea that brought you to doing Father Harrigan?
Well, I think there's some important issues that sometimes don't get presented in a lot of mainstream entertainment. And I guess I'm being overly nostalgic. You know, I'm part of the senior circle. And
just barely.
Yeah.
You know, I have shoes older than you are, George.
Yeah,
so let's start that stuff.
But I'm very remorseful that a lot of the content that I grew up with is hard to find today. Heroes that are heroes, and a message of encouragement, and that really, you know, gives you something to enjoy. You're laughing, but at the same time, you know, you feel enriched. By the time the TV show or the movie comes to an end, you feel that your life is better. You walk out of the theater or finish watching the show, and you feel uplifted. So that was part of my motivation, was to create something really entertaining that would still be, you know, suspenseful and funny at the same time, but still had a really powerful, upbeat message.
It's got a nostalgic flavor to it, too, not only with the settings and the cars and stuff like that, but it does return to quality entertainment, and you're totally dedicated to that, aren't you, George?
Well, I feel a real hunger for it myself. You know, I'm very disappointed a lot of times in things I see in mainstream entertainment that just they're not interesting me anymore. And so I guess if you're going to do something, you want to do something you're going to enjoy yourself. So that's a big part of it for me.
Well, you purposely avoided some of those things that have become popular, unfortunately, in motion pictures and in television. And you've taken this back to the roots of what real entertainment was. And your roots, as you mentioned, coming from New York and being working in Hollywood for those years too, haven't you?
Yeah. If you look at some of the great examples of film storytelling, I mean, you could watch Hitchcock or any of the great films, and they would scare the heck out of you, and they could, they could give you some pretty chilling thrills without the gore, without the violence. It's indicated. We understand what's happened, but we don't need to see it spread out all across the screen. Just a little bit is enough to tell, most folks what's happened, and their imagination can take it from there.
Ed, can you tell us about some of the things that you're going to be providing in the way of special effects? This is Ed Edmonds. He's the founder and owner of Distortions Unlimited right here in Greeley.
Well, it's the first show is alien-based, so there'll be aliens, and I think George is wanting to use our giant gargoyle. It's got a 14-foot wingspan that opens up his wings and breathes smoke for the a scene in the church.
There's actually a couple scenes
And so possibly flying saucer, if we can get one of those together in time. And so things that...
Let's check with that kid over there at Fort Collins. Maybe that thing's for rent. I think he needs all the help he can get. He's in the slammer, isn't he? I don't know about that guy.
Wow.
What was that UFO kid or something?
Balloon Boy.
That's Allison Moses. She's one of the stars of this upcoming Father Harrigan thing. Allison, thanks for coming in and being with us this morning. I know you had to get up early, didn't you?
Yeah, but that's okay. I really like coming here.
And we thank Allison's father for bringing her over. Tell us real quickly about some of your experience in the theater. Now, you and I have worked together several times. We did Miracle on 34th Street, and it happened what was it? It's a Wonderful Life. You did that with us and some other stuff over at Windsor, but you've had some really exciting things. You went out to Hollywood for a summer, didn't you?
Yes, I went out to Hollywood last summer, and then half of this, last summer, so 2 summers ago.
And your lovely mother, Beth, took you out there. You guys just, tell us what you did.
I took some casting director classes and did a couple of auditions. I signed up with Savage Agency and ESI Management out there, and I have met Brad Wilson, so I'm excited to see him again.
Yes.
And, that's pretty much it. I met some people out there, and it was really fun.
Did you do something with Disney? Did I hear that you were auditioned for Disney or something?
Yes, I auditioned for 2 Disney TV shows.
Yes.
But I was too tall.
Too tall?
Yeah.
Oh. I have a cousin that had the same thing. He auditioned to be one of the Mouseketeers, and he was too tall. They rushed him out. Now, that was long before either your mother or father were born, but it was a long time ago. Tell us what you're going to be doing in Father Harrigan.
I play Angie, who gets abducted by aliens, which, that's like my dream role right there.
There you go. Well, Dakota Fanning started out with something like that, and when we're talking about Taken, look where she's gone, huh?
I know.
Could be a wonderful opportunity for you, honey.
Yes, well, I'm very excited to work with George and Gil, too.
Oh, bless your heart. Did he make you read for that part?
Yes, I actually did go in for an audition.
How'd she do?
She was wonderful. I really wrote the part with her in mind, and so I just wanted to be. It's a pretty challenging role. It's a very important role in the film.
Listen, I've worked with her forever, and she's up to it. She was great.
Well, as a director, though, you really always want to be sure that the actors, feels comfortable, that they feel comfortable stepping into what you're asking them to do.
Yeah. Now, you've got some commercials, not only for television, but you've done a couple of commercials here on 1310 KFK, haven't you?
Yes.
You did one for Scooter McGee's show, and I know Mike had drug it up, but we couldn't play it on here. Tell us a little about that one. That was fun, wasn't it?
Yeah, I just had to say I was scared of Scooter McGee, and then my mom said to turn off the TV because it's poison.
And Scooter loves that. I know he does. He was really pleased to do that. What's your aspirations, honey? What do you want to do with you? Are you really going to follow a career in movies or theater?
Yes, I would really like to, because I really want to inspire people and be a good role model. And I just love TV and acting and everything and working with people like you guys.
Well, you're so easy to work with. We talked off the air about the best Christmas that we've had. I've lived here for 22 years, but the best Christmas I've had was our Miracle on 34th Street Christmas. You want to tell us a little about what you did there?
I played Susan, and she was the little girl who kind of found her way into believing in Santa Claus, who was Gil.
Yeah.
And George Flynn directed it, which was really fun. And It was my first play, so I really enjoyed it, and it really got me into acting.
Well, you did a wonderful job, I'll tell you that. We've had a lot of fun working together. I'm glad you got to come in this morning.
Me too, thank you.
And we'll be looking forward to seeing you on the big screen there with George's show.
I know, I'm excited.
Ed, tell us about some of the other things you've done in the motion picture business. You've actually been a provider for several special effects things, haven't you?
Yeah, we've done things from films, like we got the license to do the Aliens from Aliens, the Aliens trilogy, or gee, there's more than three, isn't there? But
it just goes on and on and on.
And we try to be as authentic as possible. We got the original molds from Pinewood Studios in England and been shipped them out here, and so we've done that. We've done a lot of our stuff's appeared, usually not central because there's so many Hollywood guys that are out there doing that stuff. But a lot of our stuff's appeared in film and so forth. But a lot of what we do is make things as authentic as possible from films that people can buy, individuals. Mm-hmm. And
does the name Rick Baker mean anything to you?
Oh, yeah. I know Rick.
Do you really?
Well, I don't know if he knows me, but he actually, I've met him and talked with him, and years ago in the 80s, he called the house. I'm like, wow, Rick Baker called my house. That was cool.
My son has worshipped at the shrine of Rick Baker since he was just a kid, and I think that's part of the reason he got into doing some of this. He actually works for me at the laboratory, but it's kind of shakes hands with it. One of the things, though, is that we have a number of doctors we do business with. We have an orthodontic lab over in Fort Collins, Moon Laboratories. There's a plug for free. And we know some doctors who have consulted him on some prosthetics and things that they've done for facials and things like that.
Yeah.
And I understand that Rick is one of the best people in the world to work
with. Yeah, he's amazing.
Yeah, it is. You were mentioning, too, that your organization here in Fort Collins in Greeley is just across the tracks there.
Yeah.
You actually take people on tours over there?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Just come by. We walk you around and see whatever kind of mess we got that
day. Well, I know
day.
Halloween's your busy season, and that's over with. You'd probably be welcome to have people come.
Oh, yeah.
Then, huh?
Oh, yeah. We have people come through all the time.
Well, here's the obvious question. How do they get in touch with you to find out about getting a tour of Distortions
Unlimited? Oh, they just,
Unlimited?
You know, look up Distortions in the phone book and give us a call. Janine can set that up.
Do you have a phone number?
It's 970-351-0100.
Again?
970-351-0100.
That's terrific. Ed, thank you so much for coming over here to do the
Glad
show this
to be
morning.
Here.
And you come back anytime. We'd love to talk with you more about some of your particular endeavors over there. And you ought to be proud. Over 30 years at a business like that, that's got to be
it's a long time.
I bet you had some lean ones, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's been a struggle throughout the years. It's a feast and famine.
Yeah, it's so good to have you here. Thank you so much. And thanks for your hospitality, both my son and myself.
Oh, no. Glad to have you.
George, coming to the end of this marvelous show. Thanks so much for being here. George Flynn, tell us you got a couple of things more you wanted to throw in there before we go off the air.
Well, just that people can keep in touch with us through the fan club, which is free. People can go to fatherharrigan.com, fatherharrigan.com, and sign up right there. And keep in touch with what the father's doing, all the things that he's up to there. Newsletters, videos, and different audio things.
This is going to be such a great thing for Northern Colorado and so much fun. I am so pleased to be a part of it and to be able to work with Allison Moses again and my first time with Edmonds. Brad Wilson, thanks again for being with us. Karen Reinhart, thanks too for calling in. If you have any of the items we talked about, the telephone number again is 970-622-2091, 622-2091, or go to www.fatherharrigan.com, HARRIGAN. Thanks for being with us. We'll see you tonight on Golden Years Theater. Have a good week.